This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Summer Stock Theater, with familiar musicals such as Damn Yankees and Fiddler on the Roof, has drawn vacationers and locals to tents and barns of vacation areas across New England since the early 1900s. In Plymouth, a 77-year-old Stock Theater venue is celebrating a rebirth this weekend. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on why a local businessman decided to save the historic barn of Plymouth's Priscilla Beach Theater.
Wearing a black Priscilla Beach Theater golf shirt, 52-year-old Bob Malone points up to the balcony of an historic barn and goes back in time.
As a kid, they allowed us free roam over the theater. So we'd actually go up there and we'd watch the shows from up there and we could see what was going on the stage and in the wings. It was super cool.
Dozens of actors' names are written on the rustic structure's interior walls. Malone's signature is there, too, from 1977.
I lived right down the street, and I used to come here when I was 13, and I'd just hang around, and I'd park cars, I'd clean the theater, I'd do whatever they wanted me to do, and just to kind of be in the environment. It was all these college kids at the top of their game doing what they loved to do. It was contagious.
And it left an indelible imprint. Malone grew to love the summer theater and this playhouse barn. Originally, it was part of a working farm in the 1800s. Then, in 1937, a man named Franklin Trask converted the property and rustic barn into a rigorous training ground for young actors with a 240-seat summer theater. Malone says many went on to careers in Hollywood and on Broadway.
Paul Newman and Dan Blocker and Gene Seberg, Pat Carroll, is a long list of people that really got their start right here at Priscilla Beach Theater.
Also, a young Rob Reiner. In 1962, a dyed-in-the-wool theater man named Geronimo Sands purchased the theater, and he lived on the property and ran Priscilla Beach's programming for 50 years. But over time, the beloved barn that played host to countless rehearsals and performances a summer started to fall apart. 12 years ago, the town of Plymouth condemned the barn, so Sands had to use other smaller buildings to stage plays and run workshops for children and teens. The company didn't make enough money to rebuild the dilapidated structure, and developers started making offers to buy the property from Sands when he faced foreclosure. But he calls that a fate worse than death.
We don't need any more condos, but certainly we do need good theater for everyone. Theater to imitate each other and sit there and be new again, you know, it's like a baptism live theater.
Speaking from New York, the 74-year-old Sands remembers a helpful little boy who went to the store for him and cleaned the theater after shows.
Bobby Malone, he was so sincere in his young vision, and he loved the theater. I said, you get rich, and then buy the theater from me when it's time. Well, guess what happened? He did.
In 2013, Bob Malone bought the theater with money he's made as CEO of the Boston technology company Leapfrog Systems. He and his wife live around the corner and paid millions to transform the ruined barn into a state-of-the-art but still rustic-looking venue that debuts this weekend. The first production is being directed by another Priscilla Beach alum, Ron Fassler.
I drove away after my full 3 summers here in 1976, and I did not return back here until Bob invited me, and I showed up last summer, just before the renovations on the barn started. And I walked onto this stage, and the memories, I burst into tears.
Fassler has been doing TV, film, and stage acting since he came out of the Priscilla Beach Theater. Back in the 70s, Fassler actually cast Bob Malone for a small part in Fiddler on the Roof.
It's such a tradition that we're carrying on, and that's another reason why I chose Fiddler on the Roof to inaugurate the barn after being dark for nearly a dozen years, because that is what this show is about, the keeping of tradition, the breaking of tradition, and the endurance of traditions.
Dear God, you made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So it would have been so terrible if I had a small...
Michael Bernardi is singing the part of Tevye. His late father, Herschel Bernardi, played the role on Broadway, and he says bringing this historic venue back to life is heartening for a self-described jaded Hollywood actor like himself.
You see a lot of the arts getting cut to actually see a generous effort to rebuild something that represents community, that it's not always about the next thing, the new thing, but it's actually looking back and going, hey, what do we remember that was beautiful?
If I were a rich man.
Now, producer and theater guardian Bob Malone looks forward to helping more young people learn the lessons that come with making theater, which he says boosted his own confidence and ability to adapt. 12-year-old Emma Sundstrom of Duxbury has a part in Fiddler on the Roof. She's been acting in the Priscilla Beach Theater Children's Workshop for 5 years.
It's so crazy how it's been here for so long, and I'm going to be in the first performance after so many years of it not being in use.
When Bob Malone looks at Emma Sundstrom, you get the sense he sees his 13-year-old self and the future. But he knows running a summer theater will not be easy.
It is literally the worst financial decision I'll ever make in my life, but I know it going into it, right? It's just not doing it for that reason. You know, the intangibles or what come out of it is just through the roof good, and that's the driving force behind it all.
For now, Bob Malone just hopes to break even, and he says it's encouraging that most of the Fiddler on the Roof shows are already sold out.
If I were rich then, yo, bo, 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 viva, 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 love.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yo, bo, 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 viva, 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 love. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decree I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
Fiddler on the Roof is being performed at the new Priscilla Beach Theater Barn through July 25th.